Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And I like to give special thanks to my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers. Today's video is about the NFL legend, outside linebacker, Mr. Bobby Bell of the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. And we'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Bobby Bell, what can I say? Outstanding football player. Played on one of the greatest Super Bowl teams, Super Bowl IV champion teams, the Kansas City Chiefs. Mr. Bell stood 6'4", 230 pounds, and he was one of the first really big man that played the linebacker position on the outside that can really rush the pass and had athletic ability. He was an all-NFL, all-AFL player from 1965 to 1971, first team. Think about that, first team. Voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1983. Career sacks, 26 interceptions, 6 touchdown returns off those interceptions, 1 kickoff return for a touchdown. But what really stuck out of my mind back then is I was a 9-year-old growing up watching Mr. Bobby Bell play for the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 40 sacks. And he played on that 1969 team that, I'll be honest with you, here on 100 Yards Football, it's my favorite Super Bowl team of all time because it had 13 players from the HBCUs on their team. But all the talent they had on their team, Mr. Otis Taylor, who's being disrespected, not in the Hall of Fame, the great Lenny Dawson, Mike Gary, USC finest, Robert Holmes, Buck Buchanan, Curly Culp, Jim Lynch of Notre Dame, Jimmy Marcellus, Tennessee State, Emmett Thomas out of Bishop College in Dallas, Texas, Johnny Robinson, LSU, Frank Pitts of Southern University, and Ed Buddy of Michigan State. What a great football team, man, that Mr. Bobby Bell played on. But what I'm going to remember him about wasn't his athletic ability, wasn't his ability to make plays, but it was in the 1969 AFL Division playoff game. When he was in pass coverage on Matt Snell, he made that great play to knock that ball down. And it propelled the Kansas City Chiefs to win that game and go on and win Super Bowl IV. The next week, they beat the Oakland Raiders. But when you look at Mr. Bobby Bell's skill set, you look at the size, A+. You look at the speed, A+. You look at he was a very versatile football player. He also was the long snapper. Physically gifted. A+, played quarterback in high school. Think about that. Then he gets to the pros. He gets to college. He switches to the outside linebacker. Then he gets to the pros. He becomes a Hall of Fame player at the outside linebacker position. Open field tackler, one of the best to ever done it, A+. Outstanding blitzer, as I just mentioned, 40 career sacks, A+. He should have had more. They probably just don't have it calculated. Could play all 22 positions. That's what his head coach, the late, great Hank Stram, said. This man that you're seeing on the screen could have played all 22 positions. Excellent in man-to-man coverage as an outside linebacker. Can run with any tight end back during that time. Explosive football player. Instincts, ball reaction, all A+s as I was giving the grade in the classroom. And he was aggressive. A+. Bobby Bell, truly one of the greatest football players that played the outside linebacker position, played on truly one of the greatest teams, the Kansas City Chiefs, and a great human being. After 50 years, he went back and got his degree. I give him much kudos. Bobby Bell, one of my all-time favorite players, played on one of my favorite all-time Super Bowl team of the Kansas City Chiefs at 6'4", 230 pounds. I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Bobby Bell. You sure made me love this game even more. Back in the day, growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, I watched you play at a high level. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Please honor this great football player, Super Bowl champion of Super Bowl IV, the Kansas City Chiefs, Mr. Bobby Bell, one of the best to ever done it at the outside linebacker position. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. One of the most talented guys I know out there doing this in a high level on social media. And of course, to the team of 100 Yards Football, I'd like to say bless you. If you like the video, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I've been your host, Vincent Turner.